number 2, side A. The next letter we are going to learn is the letter Z, da-da-did-it. I will send a series of the character da-da-did-it, and every time you hear the code character, say the letter Z just as fast as you can. Here we go. Now let's make our first word using the letter Z. The word was zoo, Z-O-O. Now another word using the letter Z. The word was gaze, G-A-Z-E. Now let's try another word using the letter Z. The word was zest, Z-E-S-T. Now our last word using the letter Z. How'd you like that word? That word was jazzy, J-A-Z-Z-Y, as in pretty jazzy. We are now going to learn the letter W. Da-da-da. I will send a series of the character da-da-da, and every time you hear the code character, say the letter W just as fast as you can, right at the very end of it. Here we go. Thank you. Now let's make our first word using the letter W. That word was wow, W-O-W. Now another word using the letter W. That word was tower, T-O-W-E-R. Now another word using the letter W. The word was west, W-E-S-T. Now our last word using the letter W. That word was swell, S-W-E-L-L. The next letter we are going to learn is the letter B, da-di-da-dit. I will send a series of the character da-di-da-dit every time you hear the code character. At the very end, say the letter B just as fast as you can. Here we go. Now we are going to try our first word using the letter B. That word was box. Did you have trouble with the X? That word was B-O-X, box. Try another word using the letter B. That word was pub, P-U-B. Now another word using the letter B. Remember the good old days? That word was bebop. B-E-B-O-P. Now our last word using the letter B. That word was rubber, R-U-B-B-E-R. We will now learn the letter N, dot it. I will send a series of the character dot it, and every time you hear the code character, immediately after it, say to yourself N as fast as you can. Here we go. Okay, let's form our first word using the letter N. Did you forget the B so soon? That word was nibble, N-I-B-B-L-E. Now another word using the letter N. That word was pen, P-E-N. Now another word using the letter N. Remember your nouns and pronouns? That was noun, N-O-U-N. Now our last word, using the letter N. That word was naval, N-A-V-A-L. Now we come to the last letter of our alphabet. The letter is F, did-a-dot-it. I will send a series of the character did-a-dot-it, and every time you hear the code character, did-a-dot-it, say the letter F, just as soon as the character is over. Here we go. Now we will form our first word using the letter F. That word was fine, F-I-N-E. Now, another word using the letter F. That word was affair, A-F-F-A-I-R. Now another word using the letter F. Did the X and the Y together give you trouble? That word was foxy, F-O-X-Y. Now our last word using the letter F. That word was laugh, L-A-U-G-F. It isn't spelled right, but it's sure good practice on the F. Temporarily, we are done with our letters. Now let's try to learn the numbers. The numbers are fairly easy to memorize in that they have five characters that form each number. The five characters distinguish themselves from the rest of the alphabet by the rhythmic pattern that numbers always have. You should always send numbers in a rhythm pattern if you want to learn them at a fairly high rate of speed. Let me now demonstrate the difference. I'm going to send the letter 9. If you are already familiar with your numbers, you will note that they go in staircase fashion, that 1 is dit, da-da-da-da, and 2 is 2 dits, and 3 is 3 dits, and you work your way on up the ladder. When you're learning code at a slow rate of speed, what will happen is, when you hear a, say for example, 3, you will hear a dit, 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 da-da. What you do is your mind waits until the number is completely over and then counts the number of dits. Well, you're never going to get any high-speed code as long as you're going to keep practicing in this manner. We need to form the numbers in such a fashion that our mind will not count them. Let me demonstrate now the number 9 sent at 8 words per minute. Fairly easy to recognize a 9 because you can count there are 4 da's and 1 dit. And your mind can say, all right, this is the second half of the digit group. The first group are dits, the second group are da's. Now then, let me send the number 9 again at a 23 word per minute rate. Very fast character, da, 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 dit. If I send numbers before this or after this, or even letters before this or after this, your mind doesn't have time to count all the dits and all the da's. What we have to do is to get you to the point where when you hear this sound, you will automatically think and say a 9. For this exercise in learning the numbers, you do not need a pencil and piece of paper. In fact, it works best if you don't. If you don't write these down right now, what I want you to do is to relax, put your pencil and paper away, just close your eyes and just listen to the code. That is, unless you're driving a car or you're skydiving. Hi. What I'm going to do is to send the code character and then say what the number is. And then after that, I will send the character again 4 or 5 times. And whatever number I said it was, you say this also. As an example, on the number 9, I will send something like this. I will say 9. You say 9. 9. 9. 9. 9. 2. 2. 2. 2. 3. 3, 3, 3, 9. That's how we're going to do it. Follow me right along and we're going to have a lot of fun here. 9. Two. 8. Don't just sit there. Say 8. 7. 7. 7. Seven. Items that we need to study are the punctuation marks. Before you all get mad and throw down your books and run out and get yourself a beer or whatever you like to have, they're fairly easy. In code, as you'll hear it on the ham bands, a lot of times on the novice portion of the band, you'll hear punctuation marks. As you get up in code speed and get your general or hopefully your extra class license, it's very seldom used, the punctuation marks. The ones that you do hear fairly often, you will hear a period every once in a while. This is a period. Then you hear the break quite often. The next is the question mark. The next one is the comma. And the next one is the portable or the slant bar sign. You will hear the slant bar sent on D expeditions or when a person is away from their home QTH working somebody else's station. But as a general rule, the slant bar is heard very few and far between. But unfortunately, these are also on the SCC test, so you do need to know them. And believe me, take my word for it, there will be a couple on every SCC test. What I will do now, we will go to the punctuation mark exactly the same way as we did with the numbers and the letters. I will send the mark, I will tell you what it is, and then you repeat to yourself what these marks are. Are you ready? Here we go. Slant bar. Question mark. Slant bar. comma. Break. Period. Comma. Break. Question. Slant bar. Period. Question. Break. Comma. Period. Break. Slant bar. Comma. Break. Slant bar. Question. Period. Comma. Period. Question. Break. We are now going to intermix the numbers and the punctuation marks. We will continue on just as we have done in the past. Here we go. 1. Question. 7. Period. Zero. Six. Comma. Two. Break. Eight. Four. Slant bar. Five. Nine. Three. This is the end of tape number 2, side A. Would you please flip the tape over to tape number 2, side B?